Some of you may remember years ago, on occasion, when I still had the ability, I would sing at convention, and I used to say, when I was under that pressure, I think it would be easier to preach a whole message than to have to sing this special. I'd like to recant that and say that they're both equally challenging. It's a tremendous honor to be able to address you all tonight for a few minutes. And as you've just been told, last summer my family and myself moved from Michigan to come alongside the members of Mount Zion Assembly in Jamestown, New York. And I want to just pause before I go any further because we would like, my whole family and I would like, to take this opportunity to say how thankful we are for all of you, even people that we don't know who have come up to us and told us how they're upholding us in prayer. And we're so thankful, and we know that God has been with us. And also, many of you have sent us one way or another, a phone call or a text or an email, words of encouragement, and for that we're so very, very thankful. In fact, Starville Church presented us with a little care package this afternoon with some treasured things from Michigan that aren't available here, just so we would have a little comfort. For so many years since our childhood, my wife's childhood and myself, my wife and I were nestled in our little corner of the earth. We were safe. We were minutes from both of our families. We were minutes from our church. So packing up and moving to Jamestown was definitely a new thing. We have not been travelers. I would like to draw your attention to Isaiah 43 and verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. These verses are very familiar to me. For the last 30-some years since I've been in this fellowship, we've sung, Behold, I will do a new thing. So I've known the words. I've even preached very energetically and authoritatively on these verses. But the thing is, when a particular truth or a certain verse is funneled directly into your life, it becomes very potent indeed. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. You know, the invitation to go to Mount Zion Assembly came very unexpectedly for us. I knew for many years that God had called me to be a pastor, but I was not actively pursuing that position. And the reason is that very early on, God had made it clear that I was to focus on my family, I was to focus on the business that he had prompted me to start as a contractor, residential contractor. And most importantly, the Lord spoke so clear that I was simply to do whatever I was asked to do in Starville Church. And overall, above everything, to have just a godly contentment for where I was at and to stay put. Now, having the call of God or hearing the call of God and then being told to stay put presents a certain inner conflict, doesn't it? I think of what Paul said. He said, Oh, that I might apprehend the thing for which I've been apprehended. I reach forth. You know, he wanted to seize the thing, the fire that burned within him. He wanted to fulfill it. And we sense that when the call of God comes in our life. But we have to be so very careful that we do not get ahead of God. We do not get ahead of what he's doing, what he's putting in order. And so I would say that ambition and that seeking for even heavenly things has to be tempered by godly contentment. I found that to be true. So by the grace of God, we were settled in for those many years in Starville. But then came this divine commission. Then came this new thing. And in Isaiah 43, it goes on to say, "Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it?" And what he's saying here is that God all along has been doing something under the surface where you can't see it. But then in his timing, those seeds begin to push through the soil. And as we heard in prophecy tonight, those that are humble, those that get very close to the soil, will see what God is calling them to, will begin to see how God is moving in their life and his direction. "Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." My testimony tonight is that you can be sure that when God does call you to go, that he's been preparing the way, he's been lining things up, and what we see so clearly in our situation, and that it's even been for many years, God has been at work. My time is, of course, limited this evening, so I hope it'll suffice to say that we see clearly in numerous and wonderful ways how God has gone before us and how he's prepared the way to Jamestown. And his sustaining grace has been our constant source of strength. We've had rivers in the desert, and we're so very, very thankful. And I want to add this, that the dear saints of Mount Zion Assembly have been a part of that strength. We love them very much. They have big hearts and broad shoulders, even though the ladies won't appreciate me saying that. They have big hearts and broad shoulders, and they really have just welcomed us, embraced us, and loved us, and encouraged us, and supported us. We love them very much. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, the first part of that verse, he said, "Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house." For the past 25 years, I have spent my waking hours, I've spent my strength as a residential contractor building homes in the natural. But now there's a call to build a spiritual house. It's been, I don't know if I should say amusing, but interesting to me how often people speak in terms of building when they're asking me about Jamestown, talking to me about Jamestown. In fact, even this morning talking with Pastor Tucker, twice he talked about building in Jamestown. I don't know if he was aware of that or not. But God is speaking to a builder using terms that he can understand, and I think we've been called to build. But now in the spiritual, in many ways, building in the natural and building in the spiritual are very, very different. I found that to be true very soon on. I think most days I have more questions than I do answers. But one thing I know that is always true in building, and it's something that I emphasized in all of the projects I was involved in, is that the design had to be nailed down before the work began. And I spent extra time, invested extra time knowing the client, understanding the scope of the project, and getting everything right. So to be successful, you have to follow the blueprint. You have to have a plan. The scripture says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." Unless our efforts are a direct reflection of his will, it will be a pointless endeavor. And I'm acutely aware of that, and I'm acutely aware that God is a God of detail, and he's a God that loves quality, and I want to please him. We're having wonderful prayer meetings, and I'm encouraging all of us there to pray that God would make his will known, cause us to see what direction we should go in, and the Lord is really meeting us in our prayer meetings. And also I feel that God is anointing his word in spite of me and being a rookie and all. God is anointing his word, and we're just seeing that he's addressing things and setting things in order, and we are cautiously optimistically moving forward. All of us at Mount Zion Assembly covet your prayers. would ask that you would pray that God will continue to reveal his blueprint to us. You know, which direction do we go? Where do we invest our efforts? And pray that he will strengthen our hands for the work. Thank you. Lord bless you.